we're looking at alternatives because the governor's proposal dealt with the issue, but I mean, many people were opposed to losing exemptions and deductions at such a low level of income, $100,000. And then if you increase the threshold, then you obviously don't get as much revenue. One thing we don't want to do is, you know, barrage people with three or four revenue proposals. If you're going to have to do something, we'd like to get it done with one mechanism. So probably in a week or so, I mean, we'll have a concrete proposal to put out there, I think.
So you're not going to have two?
Not major. It'll be one major idea, concept. Yeah. Nothing complicated, it'll be one proposal.
All right, very good, sir. Thank you.
I know the President Miller earlier this week talked about a doomsday budget, one with only spending cuts. I think David may have asked you about it, but
yes.
I'll jump in and ask on my own. Is that something your panel is going to consider, or is that something more, is there going to be some sort of revenue?
I think that's an alternative if we're unable to get any kind of revenue package agreed upon by 24 votes. The fallback position is to have to do to get to where we need to get to with all cuts.
Has your panel seen a gas tax bill from the governor yet? I know he's proposed it. Are you going to be doing a hearing on that?
No, we're not going to probably do the hearing until early to mid-March.